Good evening, officers, members of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. I come to present the Kenneth Jernigan Award. Dr. Kenneth Jernigan was president of the National Federation of the Blind beginning in 1968. I came to the National Federation of the Blind in 1969. Dr. Jernigan had been in the National Federation of the Blind since 1949. Consequently, he had 20 years of experience when I met him. He was a great man. He had an extraordinary mind. He had a heart and a personality that was even better than his mind. He found ways to address questions that individuals had and found ways to support them. He did it in large groups. He did it in individual cases. His impact on the blind of the 20th century is as great as any human being's, and he did more to change the rehabilitation system in the United States than anybody else. He would have loved that. We created this award because there are people who exemplify the character that belonged to Dr. Jernigan. And we give the award from time to time as we find somebody who deserves to receive it. Tonight, we have such an individual. The person who will be receiving this award is an excellent example of someone who lives the Federation promise with love, hope, and determination. We turn dreams into reality. She joined the Federation in 1983 and attended her first national convention in Louisville, Kentucky in 1985. She learned at that convention that the Federation is truly a family. She has demonstrated steely determination by ensuring that she came to state and national conventions year after year, even though the conventions were rarely in her neighborhood. She has shown great determination in keeping her chapter together and alive for decade after decade. And she's served as president of that chapter. In a moment, I want to give you the text of this award. In the meantime, Gene Faulkner, if you'll step forward. I think I met Gene Faulkner in 1983, as I recall. I was in the leadership of the Maryland affiliate at that time. And she, when I met her, was tentative about being a member of the National Federation of the Blind. She was not certain that the organization was all that she might have hoped, and she didn't have the confidence that we have come to know from her later on. But she gained that confidence, and she has instilled the spirit of the Federation in many others over the years. And she has continued to serve and to give hope to those who would be without it, except for her. Tonight, we present the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland Kenneth Jernigan Award to Gene Faulkner. In appreciation for your many years of outstanding service, whenever we have asked, you have answered. We call you our colleague with respect. We call you our friend with love. November 9, 2019. Here is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, Cumberland Chapter, Gene Faulkner.
Yeah. Now, Gene, this is your time. Hold it up, but don't hold it in front of your face. Step up and talk to that mic.
Well, needless to say, I'm in total shock. It's a pleasant surprise and shock, but I do believe in the Federation, and I will do what I can to help. And I want to thank all of you, my family, and I'm speechless. Oh, thank you so much.